This is the CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where the long-awaited congressional report on Chinese spying is being released today.
An Amtrak train kills a woman and three children as they walk along the tracks in Connecticut.
A federal crackdown for bus and truck safety. I'm Dan Revie.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. Official denials in Beijing to U.S. charges of Chinese nuclear espionage, but a congressional report out today details quite a different story. Here's CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
The bipartisan China Committee report will lay out the disturbing case of Chinese spying at America's nuclear weapons labs. The report says the spying began 20 years ago, but it was the failure of the Clinton administration to move quickly when the first evidence emerged that troubles New Jersey's Democratic Senator Robert Torricelli.
Several institutions of the United States government did not work at a critical time in a matter of extraordinary importance to the security of this country.
Despite the charge that America's most closely held nuclear bomb plans were stolen, so far there has not been sufficient evidence for any individuals to be charged with a crime. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Officials here acknowledge an ongoing spy threat while insisting there is no proof of Chinese theft of secrets during the Clinton administration. In a CBS News interview this morning, Energy Secretary Bill Richardson pointed to increased security.
This type of incident, which involved security breaches in the past through Republican and Democratic administrations, cannot happen again.
Richardson also promised further action against some department employees in the effort to tighten security. There are lingering questions, though, on why it was more than a year before President Clinton was briefed on the suspected theft of sensitive nuclear secrets. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Amtrak's Kevin Regan is stunned by an awful accident in the middle of the night in Fairfield, Connecticut.
We're devastated over this thing. This is terrible. Terrible tragedy.
A woman and three children were killed by an Amtrak passenger train as they walked along the track. A fourth child was critically injured. WCBS reporter Paul Murnane is on scene.
Investigators have seen knapsacks, books, and papers scattered along the right-of-way. All say they cannot recall such a tragedy. Fairfield First Electman Ken Flatto telling us that for a group to be on the track so early in the morning in the darkness, they must have been in desperate straits.
Something or scared about something. So it's a tragedy, and we've been very fortunate. Our town doesn't have many situations like this. You know, we all try to do what we can to have the safety net work, and obviously here it did not.
Crash investigators are out to recover computer data from the Amtrak train, a kind of black box, says an Amtrak spokesman, an indication that can help recreate the final moments before tragedy on the tracks.
The feds are about to crack down on truck and bus safety. We hear about it live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revie.
Before a House committee holds a hearing tomorrow, the Department of Transportation is now announcing tougher enforcement of laws governing large vehicles, including more stringent inspections of trucks.
What else can they improve?
A truck driver in Washington this morning who blames car drivers for most accidents at the American Trucking Association's Mike Russell says,
I guess we're a big, easy target to kick around, but once you take a look inside the industry, it's not quite the picture that our critics would like you to see.
On average, bus accidents kill 6 Americans a year. Truck-related crashes kill more than 5,000 a year. Live in Washington, Dan Revie, CBS News.
New York City police officer Justin Volpe pleads guilty this morning to charges of sodomizing Haitian immigrant Abner Louima with a stick in a station house incident that shocked the nation. Louima's legal advisor, Al Sharpton, remembers that the defense had suggested that Louima's internal injuries were the result of consensual gay sex.
Abner Louima, during this trial, had gone through and what I judge as a second rape to his character.
Volpe's guilty declaration is not a part of a plea bargain. He could face life in prison. More legal challenges for the nation's gun makers. Los Angeles and San Francisco reportedly will file lawsuits today. Chicago, Miami, New Orleans, Detroit, and other cities have already done so. LA's city attorney says the California suits are designed to pressure gun makers to control sales and add safety features to their firearms. Under attack in Los Angeles, Homies, tiny 50-cent toy figurines sold in gumball machines. The LAPD's Anthony Alba says they're dressed in gang clothing.
It couldn't come at a worse time. When we're trying to do away with youth gang violence, somebody comes out with these dolls that basically glorify the gang lifestyle.
But artist David Gonzalez defends his creation, saying he never depicts his characters fighting or with weapons or drugs. One of the characters, in fact, is a gang counselor.
If you really take a look at most youth gang counselors that work in the community, they're ex-gang members.
That's what they look like.
A million of the toys have been sold since going on the market 4 months ago. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
The world of business is getting faster, more complicated, more competitive. At Comerica Bank, we realize you have all the challenges you can handle. You don't need more problems, especially from your bank. You need solutions. But good solutions don't come easy. They require insight, creativity, flexibility, and tireless effort. Comerica Bank's experience in helping California businesses succeed has taught us that relationships are the key to insight. The closer we work with you, the more we learn about your business. Then we can develop solutions that are precisely right for your situation. Often, we'll need to dig deep for those solutions and be willing to do what's never been done. Even more often, we'll need to respond in record time, real time, no time. That's how business is done today, and that's how we do business. We're Comerica. We listen. We understand. We make it work. Comerica Bank. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
The Agriculture Department's about to release new guidelines urging meat processing plants to test for deadly Listeria bacteria in hot dogs and lunch meats. The new standards were prompted by a Listeria outbreak from contaminated meats from a Sara Lee plant in Michigan earlier this year that killed 21 people. A BBC-TV documentary revived speculation there may be a link between cell phone use and illness. Tom Rivers in London has the story.
The program cited preliminary research from cancer specialist Leonard Hardell, who found a correlation between cell phone use and an increased risk of developing brain tumors. The Swedish researcher says heavy use increases the chances of developing a brain tumor by 2.5 times. But he underlines that much larger studies are required to draw definite conclusions. Until then, Hardell recommends using low-emission devices or hands-free accessories. Tom Rivers, CBS News, London.
Buses roll across the border into Macedonia carrying a new wave of refugees from the intensifying Serb ethnic cleansing campaign in Kosovo. Reporter Rob Mank is there.
They arrived at Blace by bus and by train, forming what one relief official described as a wall of people in the no-man's land between Kosovo and Macedonia. One elderly man crossed on a rusty wheelbarrow, too exhausted to walk. A few others were carried across on stretchers by relief workers. According to one relief official at the border, up to 15,000 Kosovo Albanians crossed into Macedonia, bringing the total number for the past 3 days to nearly 30,000. This latest influx, the largest since early in the NATO air campaign, threatens to stretch thin humanitarian resources here. Rob Mank for CBS News. Macedonia.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials average is down about 1.75. The Nasdaq Composite taking another hit, though. It's down 26 right at the moment. The time now is 8 minutes after the
hour. You're listening to KNX 1070.
Sure, it's great to have a growing business, but unfortunately, as the number of computer users grows, your internet access slows to a crawl. But now there's something you can do about it. Introducing DigiNext by Galaxy Internet, the satellite internet access system with the speed you need for a fraction of the cost of fiber or cable circuits. And many of those providers don't even offer high-speed access in your area. That's why you need DigiNext by Galaxy Internet. No matter where you're located, DigiNext can handle those large downloads from the internet with a satellite dish right on the roof of your business. Imagine downloads in mere seconds instead of minutes. The DigiNext high-speed satellite internet access system allows up to 250 users at your business to access the internet at super high speeds. It's super reliable and simple to install. To bring DigiNext to your office, just call or visit your nearest CompUSA store. Ask for the corporate accounts representative. Call 1-800-COMP-USA. That's 1-800-COMP-USA for DigiNext high-speed internet access.
This could be the day New Hampshire joins the rest of the nation in honoring a towering civil rights leader. Details from reporter Roger Wood in Concord.
New Hampshire is the only state in the nation without a formal holiday honoring the late civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Now, after 20 years of debate, the legislature seems poised to vote to change that. State lawmaker Laura Patalakis has been a staunch supporter of an official King holiday.
This time out, we're going to win. We've really worked hard at it. We have our votes. And I'll be very disappointed if it loses by one vote.
One vote defeated an official state holiday in the last New Hampshire legislature. Roger Wood for CBS News, Concord, New Hampshire.
There's another heir to the $80 billion Microsoft fortune. Bill and Melinda Gates are the parents of a boy, Rory John, 8 pounds, 12 ounces, born a couple of days ago. His sister Jennifer is now 3. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.